All right, welcome back. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy set to meet with the president tomorrow to discuss the debt ceiling, trying to avoid defaulting on our debts. And look, this is something that pops up from time to time. And every time it pops up, they come to an agreement and we avoid the default. But now there seems to be, you know, the GOP's got a little extra juice here. They have to be involved in these discussions. And that can present some problems for the White House. Patrick Anderson is the founder and CEO of the Anderson Economic Group. He joins us to help us wade through what these conversations look like. Patrick, nice to have you with us. So when this meeting happens tomorrow, what does Kevin McCarthy say to the president? What does the president say in return? What do those discussions look like in the White House?
I think we already know what they discussed because they've already sent out press releases saying what they're saying to each other. I've got one right in front of me here. So, I mean, the president is saying we shouldn't have political games. You're right. We shouldn't have political games. But, of course, that's exactly what this is. And political theater where they issue press releases saying what they're going to say before they even meet. I mean, let's hope they actually do see each other. But, I mean, these statements here are such that they lay out in fairly stark terms that it would be very, very bad for the United States to fail to make interest payments. That is absolutely correct. It would be very, very bad for the U.S. And then proceed to either claim that means that we should go ahead and do it without making any effort to get our fiscal house in order, or to refuse to have any discussions about getting our fiscal house in order, or to threaten to take actions that would delay that and thereby risk exactly the damage that everybody's trying to protect. So in fact, it's exactly the political game, but there are real stakes out here that affect every one of us.
Patrick, help us understand, what would actually happen if the debt ceiling is not raised? You know, there's this provision in the U.S. Constitution in the 14th Amendment that says the validity of the public debt shall not be questioned. And some people have said that means you really can't have a default. What is your view on what would take place?
Well, lots of countries have provisions like that. So do states, so do cities. But let me note that the city of Detroit went bankrupt, General Motors went bankrupt, and other countries have effectively gone bankrupt before as well. So, and you could look at states, for example, Illinois and Chicago, where once you look at their pension obligations, you might come to the conclusion that, and I'm not asserting that under that under their actual published financial statements that's the case, but one might come to the conclusion that they are financially in deep distress. So the United States could, in fact, delay making debt payments. It could embarrass itself, and it could undermine our credit rating. That's of significant concern to me, because one of the benefits of being the United States of America is that people around the world willingly hold our treasury bonds as if they are worth every penny in gold. And in fact, they have been for basically at least 150 years. We want to keep that because it's a great advantage for us, particularly in a state like Michigan, where we do business internationally. So we certainly want the U.S. currency and the U.S. dollar to be something that's solid and respected all across the country and all across the world.
You know, at this point in these discussions, when we need to raise the debt ceiling, we haven't been on the precipice of a recession, at least over the last couple of fights that we've had on Capitol Hill about this. And so with inflation being the way it is and the potential, I know you've said you believe we're in a recession now, but let's, for the sake of discussion, think that maybe this is coming in the next few months down the road. How do those factors play in to the, I guess, the kind of urgency that we need to see out of this?
Whether we're in a recession now or not is you know, a technical debate, which I know we've discussed here before. Certainly, we have an economic slowdown. We actually had two quarters that were negative in 2022, and lots of people are concerned about it. But the inflation part is a significant problem, and one of the reasons we have high inflation is because the U.S. spending was reckless, absolutely reckless. And it is noteworthy that there's nothing in President Biden's press release here that you know, tries to take issue with that, at least the portion I'm reading. Federal government spending was reckless, and that's leading to inflation, and that's putting us in a position where the central bank, our Fed, Federal Reserve Board, doesn't want to continue growing the money supply and basically printing money to cover these spending bills. And inflation is the result that all of us are living with over what we've done in the past. So the fact that we're dealing with inflation now does add an additional complication, and something that a lot of people around the world are looking at. Is the United States going to act like an adult here or not?
Patrick, how long can this go on? I mean, we've seen that Congress keeps raising the debt ceiling year after year. How long can we keep doing this until it really becomes an issue of implosion or truly dreadful to our economy?
I think we've already reached the point where the amount of debt is a problem. I remember doing presentations on this saying, you know, I know people are concerned about the debt, and I am too, but it's still substantially less than 100% of our GDP. Well, those were the good old days in terms of the debt. We're way over 100% of our GDP, and just to give you an idea, that means we've borrowed more money than everyone in America makes in an entire year. So we're now no longer, you know, comparing ourselves with Germany and Switzerland and Japan. We're comparing ourselves with Jamaica and with developing countries. We're not Venezuela, all right? We're not Argentina, but we really have spent so much money and borrowed to cover it that it's a real issue right now. And unfortunately, that means people like me are starting to warn people about inflation and also highlighting this as a risk. And I don't want the United States to default here. I've got strong opinions that we need to get our spending under control, but I don't want the U.S. to default or look like it's going to default. So there's real danger to this kind of political battle, and I wish I had a one-button push to solution, one-button solution here, but I don't.
It feels like concessions will need to be made perhaps on both sides, but What are you reading into this? Is this something that gets done? Do they feel that same sense of urgency that you do?
Obviously, the Biden administration doesn't feel the sense of urgency that I do, and that's been obvious throughout the spending that we've endured. I mean, as you recall, and I just to make sure I didn't imagine it, I went back and looked at the quotes again. When the president said, "Please pass my spending bill, and it costs nothing,"
yeah.
And then the speaker of the House said, "You heard
one.
The president? Yeah, it costs nothing."
Right.
So anybody that says that does not share my sense of urgency or anybody's sense of urgency, and that's a serious problem. Of course, I think they're going to make concessions. I certainly hope that again we avoid any default. Eventually, our debt ceiling will be raised, but I don't want any more damage. And I also want to get some kind of discipline back in our spending, because we can't continue to do what we've done the last few years.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. And you've been sounding that alarm for a long time here on this station. Patrick, always good to talk with you. Pick your brain. Thank you.
All right. Nice to talk with you, gentlemen.
Yeah,
thank you.
You too. Got to take a break. Could we be seeing a revitalization of the District Detroit? A new meeting was planned for last night, and we'll take a look at what was said here on the Guy Gordon Show next.